This is another step in a series of steps on the road to university status for the entire Northwest region. And I would like to acknowledge the appointment of Maura McNally and the external members. And also, I think it's a significant move as well in the formation of these new universities to have an ETB presence there as well. And it's good to see Anne McHugh representing all three ETBs from the region. So, look, it's a positive next step. There's a lot of work going into this from the three university regions that will encompass the campus. But from day one, GMIT, Sligo and Letterkenny IT have been really, really proactive in getting it right. And I would like to acknowledge everybody involved who work now towards the full confirmation of university status on the 1st of April of this year.
And indeed, this is something that has been in the offing for some time, and you would have been part of it during your term as Education Minister. So it's good that it's finally here and we can finally see it.
Yeah, look, it's a long road, and you know, I know there's when you're looking at enormous proportions of moving from technological status right through to technological university status. It's really, really important to get it right. And I think the patience, certainly under the stewardship of Sean Duffy the whole way through it, and I suppose I would be more familiar at a local level and the team around Paul Hannigan and John Andy Boner and all the people involved at a directorship level have been very, very proactive ensuring that they get it right. It's important we hold on to the good things that have been the success story of the ITs down the years. And it's that close working relationship with local industry and to ensure we keep that and capture that has been captured. And we also have to remember for a third level college initially, which started in 1971 in Letterkenny. It's still very much in its infancy in terms of measuring against other universities in the country. So look, it's an incredible progress for really a region that needed this significant presence in order to attract industry. If we look at the likes of Limerick, Cork, where the pharmaceutical sector built up around the university sector, what we now have, we've got the basis of a very strong fintech sector in the Northwest, but we can only expand now because with university status comes research capacity as well, and that's also so important. And obviously there has been a success story in terms of pharmaceutical from Galway to Mayo. We have a very, very successful story to tell in terms of fintech in the Northwest. So I think that combination and plus the very strong, close collaboration we have with Ulster University and close proximity to McGee as well, I think that will all bode well for the future. So it's onwards and upwards. It's holding on to what we have, obviously not to lose any of that, but to build on it.